We basically have two major cost centers in the company: compute infrastructure and people-oriented things. If we're invested more in one area to serve our community, that means we have less capital to allocate to the other, Mark Zuckerberg said at a Meta town hall on April 30th of this year. I'm Josh Levine, a transformation executive, helping teams learn to use AI together, not so they can do more of the old stuff, but so they can learn to work in new ways to do the things that no one has imagined. I spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism. This is the audio version of my Substack, go and subscribe, where I work out in real time how AI is changing how we look for and do work, and maybe eventually what to do about it. This is the Job Market Shit Show. Today's question: are CEOs lying about AI? CEOs are telling this story. They want people to believe that they are doing these layoffs because AI can replace people. I don't believe it. And the productivity numbers don't show it yet. There's been a number of papers that have come out over the last 18 to 24 months, including from the National Bureau of Economic Research and McKinsey and the San Francisco Fed, all saying they haven't seen productivity numbers. There is some movement in that direction, but the point I want to make is that these CEOs have been doing these layoffs and using the excuse of AI being able to replace people for well longer than that. What is interesting is that there is a pattern among general purpose technologies. When they get introduced into society and companies, we actually see the same trend. There is no productivity gain or minimal or a drop of productivity gain. It's called the J curve. And there was this paper in 2021 by three very smart economics and technology researchers basically saying the same thing, that it's inevitably there is a decline when these new technologies are introduced. Further back from that, even longer ago, in 1987, a Nobel's Prize-winning economist, Robert Solow, basically he was saying computers are everywhere, but in the productivity statistics. There is the story about electric engines and electric motors. When they were first introduced in the 1880s, they replaced steam engines, steam motors. They just were plopped in, replaced. They used the same belts, the same shafts, the same floor plans. It was only 20 or 30 years later when someone figured out, hey, we could actually use electricity to power individual motors, that you saw productivity grow. This, another term for this is called the productivity paradox. And that's exactly what we're experiencing today. The stories that the CEOs are telling. Jack Dorsey is talking about smaller and flatter teams and enabling a new way of fundamentally changing how a company runs. He cut 40% of employees, 4,000 jobs. Mark Benioff of Salesforce said, "We have such incredible productivity gains because of the agents that work side by side with our engineers." And cut his support headcount from 9,000 to 5,000 because he just needed less heads. Bill McDermott of ServiceNow, get this, said, "We're slowing down the hiring in jobs that are soul-crushing jobs. These agents work 24/7, you don't have to pay them, and they don't need lunch, and you don't have any healthcare, and they don't require any healthcare benefits." Super revealing to me about what they're looking for. The intention, they are wishing, they are hoping, they are imagining and believing in the future that AI will be able to replace people. But they're making the decisions today as if it was already true. And we know because of this pattern that it is not. And so this is what rubs me the wrong way, is that they're telling this story. It's the same story. They all have different reasons, but it's the same. They're essentially giving the same reasons. And this was once this kind of dark version of the future. Can you imagine 20 years ago, CEO saying, "Well, I think every company is going to lay off 20% of their workforce"? They would never, even if they believed that, they would never say it out loud. But now the markets are so have incentivized this behavior so much that these CEOs gleefully announce when it's an AI-driven layoff. The quote I started with from Mark Zuckerberg, he essentially, surprisingly, is the one telling the truth here. He describes a budget trade-off. He is essentially saying, we are investing in the servers instead of the people, which is actually the trend. That's what I think is actually happening. The problem is, with the J-curve and with the productivity paradox, the reason why it goes down is, one, just like electricity, we use new technology to do old things. But two, there is an essential reorganization of systems and retraining of people. And yes, new infrastructure like these servers, like these data centers. But the tech oligarchs essentially are at the expense of everything else within that investment strategy of the creating this transition, bringing the people along. They're saying, no, we need to invest everything in the data centers. Microsoft cut 15,000 employees and then committed to $80 billion in AI infrastructure. Oracle cut 30,000 explicitly to fund data centers. Gartner, really interesting Gartner survey of 350 global executives, are basically saying 80% are piloting AI workforce, or are piloting AI, but report workforce reductions. And those cuts showed little correlation with stronger returns. The cuts aren't producing productivity gains. They're producing the server budget and a story for Wall Street. This is what frustrates me. Now, I'll tell you a little story. When I first started working, I was working as a brand strategist in the early 2000s. And one of my big clients as part of this firm was HP. This was a tough time for HP. There was a lot of turmoil, and the board were essentially cycling through CEOs, hoping that the next one would essentially be the turnaround. And the big solution that every one of them, the big move that every one of them made to prove that they were serious about turning the company around, was to cut headcount. Which, of course, the stock cheered briefly and then would drop again. I remember showing up to this massive headquarters on Page Mill Road in Palo Alto to a sea of empty cubicles. It was striking and dystopian. And I never got used to that. They were cutting all the people that made HP what it was. They were at a point that HP was created from the incredible innovations in measurement technology and then computer technology. HP was a behemoth. But then divisions were cut and spun off and sold for parts, and now it's barely a blip. What did they lose each time they cut? Institutional knowledge, domain expertise, the capacity to ask new questions. I understand the necessary evil that is layoffs. I just don't believe that they need to be this severe. And I think the market incentives and this desire to throw all the money possible at data centers is driving these cuts deeper than they need to be. The J-curve doesn't care about earnings. We're going to get there unless you cut all the people who are going to help you figure out how to use AI in a new way. Getting through this dip is going to require more than servers. It requires people, processes, institutional knowledge. These hidden investments, they can't be automated, and you can't cut your way to the future. Sure, people will take jobs later. But I'm wondering if it's going to be too late. The companies that are cutting their way through the dip aren't building towards an upswing. They're just betting they won't need the people to be part of the equation. So what happens when the curve doesn't go up as quickly and the people who would have led the transformation aren't there anymore? The Job Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. Learn more about me and my work at greatmondays.com. Are you experiencing this shit show? I'd love to hear your story about finding or doing work and how things are getting all crazy out there. Send me a screenshot, copy of the tone deaf rejection email, egregious AI cover letter, anything shitty. The more shitty, the better. Seriously, send it to me. Stories at greatmondays.com. Rather read or watch The Job Shit Show? You can find us on Substack and YouTube. If this helped you think a little different about how you approach job seeking, hiring, or how you do your work, and you found it useful, share it with one person who you could benefit from knowing they aren't the only one who thinks we're living through a complete shit show. Thanks for joining. We'll talk to you next week.